Today is Friday the 9th of May, in the third week of Easter. Monks of the Abbey of Kermusa sing Aveugle de Coeur. Blind in heart since my birth, I come to you, light of the world. Let me live as a child of light. As I listen, I ask the Lord to open my eyes to what he wants me to see. I ask God to shine his light into my life. Today's reading is from the Acts of the Apostles.
Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any who belonged to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now, as he was going along and approaching Damascus, suddenly, a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" He asked, "Who are you, Lord?" The reply came, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." but get up and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do. Now, there was a disciple in Damascus named Ananias, who entered the house, laid his hands on Saul, and said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on your way here, has sent me, so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." And immediately, something like scales fell from his eyes, and his sight was restored. Then he got up and was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. For several days he was with the disciples in Damascus, and immediately he began to proclaim Jesus in the synagogues, saying, "He is the Son of God."
This dramatic story from the Acts of the Apostles tells of a major turning point in the history of the new followers of Jesus. Saul, their chief persecutor, who first appeared at the time of Stephen's death, is at the height of his powers and absolutely convinced of the rightness of his cause. But all this is turned upside down when Saul meets Jesus. He sees the light. He discovers that his life is to take a new direction. Have I ever been in this place, or seen it happen to someone I know? What was it like? Can I imagine myself, or someone I know, having an experience like this now? What kind of turnaround, what kind of radical change could I imagine myself, or this other person, making? Would such a change make more room for God? How would it change me, or change them? As I listen to the reading again, I imagine myself, perhaps as Saul, seeing this blinding light, and then the scales falling from my eyes, and imagine how that felt.
Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any who belonged to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now, as he was going along and approaching Damascus, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? He asked, Who are you, Lord? The reply came, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But get up and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do. Now, there was a disciple in Damascus named Ananias, who entered the house, laid his hands on Saul, and said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on your way here, has sent me, so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And immediately, something like scales fell from his eyes, and his sight was restored. Then he got up and was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. For several days he was with the disciples in Damascus, and immediately he began to proclaim Jesus in the synagogues, saying, He is the Son of God.
Do I need the scales to fall from my eyes? Or is it not something so radical? Is there something I just need to see more clearly? Can I ask the Lord to help me? Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.